He forgot all three words of Taglian he had admitted to knowing. The name of that goddess scrubbed his brain clean. I said, "That's what happens when you mention Kina to any of these people. I can't even get our prisoners to talk about her. You would think she belonged to the Black Company."
"Must be a real charmer,"
Bucket opined. "Oh, she is, she is. There's one." I meant a shooting star. We were keeping count, also of enemy watchfires. The Southerners had scattered in small unit encampments around the plain recently. I guess they were afraid we might sneak away.
"You know something about her, then?"
Goblin asked. "From those books you guys found." The men were bitter. The books and some sealed jars filled with grain were the only treasures they unearthed. The Guni were the majority religion in Jaikur, and the Guni do not bury their dead. They burn them. The minority Vedna do bury their dead, but do not include any grave goods. Where their dead are bound, they have no need of luggage. In paradise, everything is provided. In hell, too. One was a compilation of Guni myths, in variants from all over. The guy who recorded them was a religious scholar. His book wasn't meant to get out where it might confuse ordinary people.
"I'm confused, and there ain't nothing ordinary about me,"
Bucket observed.
"So what's the scoop, Mergen? How come they won't tell us about this bitch? Whoa! Did you see that one? It exploded!"
"All right," I told them. "The Guni religion is the most common one around here."
"I think we know that, Mergen,"
Goblin said. "Just making the point. Most people down here believe in Kina. Even if they're not Guni, they believe. Here's the story. The Guni have lords of light and lords of darkness. They've been doing their lording since the beginning of time."
"Sounds like standard stuff."
"It is. Only the value systems are different from what we knew back home. The balance between darkness and light is more dynamic here, and isn't weighted the same emotionally as our struggle between good and evil. Moreover, Kina is a sort of self-elevated outside agency of decay and corruption that attacks both darkness and light. She was created by the Lords of Light to help defeat a horde of really nasty demons they couldn't handle any other way. She helped by eating the demons. Naturally, she got fat, and apparently wanted dessert, because she tried to eat everybody else, too."
"She was stronger than the gods who created her?"
"Guys, I didn't make this stuff up. Don't ask me to rationalize it. Goblin, you've been everywhere. You ever seen a religion that can't be picked to shreds by any non-believer with brains enough to tie his own bootlaces?" Goblin shrugged. "You're as cynical as Croker was."
"Yeah,
good for me. Anyway, there's a lot of typically murky mythological stuff about mothers and fathers.